This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma, 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Firehouse Logistics Coordinator Becky makes $59,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Hunter, who lives in beautiful Shelton. Good morning, Hunter. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, man. Well, listen, thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary and being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack. We really appreciate you.
Yep.
Okay, Hunter. Hunter, you okay? Everything okay over there?
Yeah.
Are you at work?
We're good now.
Are you
having some connection problems?
Oh, okay. I was like, this guy does not want to be on the air right now. He does not want to be on the show. Are you at work right now, Hunter?
No, I'm actually not working today.
Okay. And by the way, Hunter is, from what I understand, you're a classic car restoration specialist. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's put a minute on the clock and let's find out all about what you do. When we're done with the questions, when the buzzer goes off and interrupts Gabe, hopefully that won't happen, but it seems to happen a lot.
Crazy.
We'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us, Hunter, but then you will share your salary restoring classic cars in a couple minutes. Sound good?
Yep.
Man, I bet there's a lot of people out there that love cars that are like, I would love to do this for a living. So here we go. A minute on the clock. Gabe, if you are ready, begin.
How long have you been at your current job?
2.5 years.
Okay, so do you own this company? Is it your automotive restoration company, or do you work for somebody else?
I work for a company.
What's your schedule like?
I work 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Have you ever worked on a famous car that was in a TV show or a movie?
Not yet.
What's the coolest car you've ever worked on?
So far, 58 Edsel Pacer.
Okay. Do you restore the whole car, or did they hire you, Hunter, because you have a specialty like upholstery or dashboards, or maybe you just work on the glove box?
I do everything mechanical.
Oh, so you're an engine guy. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Are you on a team of people?
I was. Now it's just me.
Okay. What were you doing before you decided to get into this line of work?
I was just a normal mechanic working at a shop that was contracted at the post office, so I repaired the postal truck.
And there's the buzzer. Sorry about that,
no.
Gabe. Darn it, I was hoping that wouldn't be your truth today, but it is. Okay, listen, if you want to jump in here, it's interactive. 46150 is the number. Text your guest right now. What do you think Hunter and Shelton makes every year as a classic automotive restoration technician? And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, he's going to share his salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Hunter. He is a classic car restoration technician, works mostly on the engines. Oops, that's your job. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Hunter before we play the game?
He's been doing it for about 2.5 years. He used to work on a team of people, but now he doesn't. And yeah, it seems like a pretty cool job. And he works Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Boom. All right, the winner the last time we played, let me check my notes, is you, Captain Ron. So you're up first, my brother.
Okay, I'm going to say 65 a year.
Okay, any reason why?
No, I don't know.
All right, Gabe, you're up next.
I'm going to go with 70 because I feel like people would pay a lot of money for that because their cars are important, especially the older ones.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm going to use this guess here, and I do appreciate Marcy and Tacoma for texting in. This is like a I have extra money type of thing, right? I mean, these are not everybody's primary cars. So, again, I think this is just extra money laying around. You can charge pretty good. So I'm going to do – I'll do 80. I'll do much higher. So 65, 70, 80, those are our guesses, Hunter and Shelton. But none of that really matters. We all want to know how much you actually make restoring these cars, being a classic automotive restoration technician. It's time to share your salary. What is the number?
60.
Oh, wow. Captain Ron gets two in a row. Even he's surprised.
Yeah, he's shocked.
Okay, so are you a little surprised, Hunter, that we all thought you were making more? Do you feel like you should make more?
I mean... not really, because I mean, I'm in a field where you constantly learn, and the company that I work for is pretty great about that. So I get a pretty yearly raise. It's just I'm new to the field, so
okay,
if you will.
You
and
know,
as you guys are right, it's definitely a spare money thing, and there's a lot of money in it. It's just getting started takes a while.
Do you have a car at home that you work on in your like? Do you do this at work and then go home and like restore your own car?
I have a decent little collection at home. I have a 66 Impala and a 70 LTD.
Look at you. Look at you.
And, I mean, I used to work on them, but now doing it 8 to 10 hours a day, I don't exactly come home from work wanting to work on my own classic car.
I know. I feel that. Listen, Hunter, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you, and congratulations on getting to do something you love to do. That's really great, and we appreciate listening to The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.